Assalamu alaikum, welcome back people. Finally we've got the system sorted, alhamdulillah, we've got the system sorted, and we have got our dear Sheikh Saqib with us. Sheikh Saqib, of course, I've got the message here in front of me. Sheikh Saqib is from Oxford, currently teaching Arabic in Oxford University, and today we're talking about the course that's taking place, the sacred study course, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khair for, of course, giving us your time. This is a very, very early Thursday morning. Alhamdulillah. Unfortunately, we had a bit of a problem, so we're running about 10 minutes late. So we'll try to cover as much as we can. And if possible, we may need to come back after the break, but we've got about 10 minutes left, inshallah. So quickly, in regards to the course taking place, starting on Saturday, the 7th of October, the Sacred Study course. What exactly is the history behind this course?
Well, the course is designed to kind of engage the Muslim, the contemporary Muslim, so they can be more empowered and have a better understanding of our context. There's a lot of thought that's gone behind it. We as teachers, there's three teachers that are on the program. I mean, between us, we probably have over 60 years of training under traditional scholarship as well as instruction. So, I mean, we're trying to put together, as we're all aware in the current climate, how Islam is vilified and being presented, etc. And everything about Islam is being overly politicized. I mean, any comment you make, it's almost just in a political context. And we need to get back to just understanding ourselves what Islam represents. And principally, it's a religion of devotion. And to take that narrative back. And what we mean is that we need to be better understanding of how we express that. Because anything we seem to express, it gets politicized. And this is not what, essentially, Islam is not politicized. It is about devotion. It's about, as it says, as Allah says in the Quran, that, you know, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We've been created to principally understand how to worship God. And as our Ibn Abbas put it, was to come to know God. And that is really a purpose of human existence, to know God. I mean, this is not something that is particularly Muslim. That is essentially what our existence should be reflected, is to come to know him. So the course is essentially trying to bring an educated and insightful instruction through various subjects that will nurture that understanding, as well as, now this is for me a very important point, because you can have many educational programs, but as well as trying to tie that into a manner of lifestyle. And that's another thing where we use the term sunnah, and sunnah is obviously very essential to us. And it can be often just codified into a do and don't state of mind. And it is. There's a part of that which is a very important part of what the sunnah is spoken through. But it really is reflected in a spirit and a way of life. And that has to be predicated with knowledge. And this is the thing. This religion is founded on knowledge. In the hadith of Mustadrak, in the Hakim, it's on the conditions, as Imam Dahabi puts it, confirming with Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Huraira, he narrates that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Yati ala ummati zamanun takthuru fihi qurra'u wa tuqillu al-fuqaha wa yuqbadu al-'ilm wa yakthuru al-haraj." The Prophet ﷺ said, "There will come a time upon my nation, upon my ummah, where there will be much reciters and there will be few people of fuqaha." Here doesn't necessarily mean jurists; it means people of understanding. And understanding here means one of a deeper understanding of religion. Now, I must caveat this very clearly to all the listeners. No way is any of the teachers here claiming that they are not under the caution of this hadith. Do you understand? I mean, I don't want to sound as if we're trying to say that, oh, we're not the ones that are, you know, that we represent knowledge in that sense. This hadith is an overall caution. It's a very worrying hadith for anyone, and particularly those who are engaged in trying to instruct and trying to bring knowledge to people. So here, when the Prophet says taqillu al-fuqaha, is that this time that will come upon his ummah, will there be much reciters, and this is reciters where the recitation doesn't really transpire beyond the throat, and very little people of inner understanding, knowledge will be grasped, will be taken, will be basically, another hadith is referred to as being lifted, and there will be senseless killing. And this is the way to translate yaqthur al-haraj, because haraj is not just killing, it's senseless, it's mindless. It's just like there's no sense to it, you know. We see genocide happening. We don't need to talk. We know what we're referring to right now, what's going on, right? And we know what's been happening in the Muslim. There's mindless killing on many scales that is happening right now. And this is a massive sign of the end of time. And when the Prophet, he asked about that what was haraj, and he explained that. And then towards the end of this hadith in the Mustadrak, which I found really interesting, The Prophet says, he says, بعد ذلك الزمان يجادل المنافق والكافر والمشرك بالله. This is amazing. The Prophet is saying that at the end of time, you will find the argumentative, hypocrite, disbeliever, idolater in God. Look at those three traits. Those are three very powerful archetypal traits that are mentioned in the Quran that represent a very that represent an understanding of people. And the Prophet, and it's very rare that you see, he's collated all those negative three archetypes in one statement, as these are going to be, this is the condition of these people arguing. There will be a hypocrite, there will be a disbeliever, and there will be idolaters with God. And who they argue with the believer upon what they say. And this is, this for us are not simple terms. These are very important for us to have a deeper understanding of what these concepts actually entail and how they relate to the current context we're in. And that is what really sacred study is trying to do. It's trying to bring back an empowerment in the understanding of the Muslim, and so that they can then feel engaged in the environment that they're in and not feel necessarily alienated and have a confidence in themselves of what Islam represents. And note, I caveat, I don't say the word identity. I don't need that word. That is a word that's been imposed upon us. Europe has suffered a massive crisis of identity. And we have to, this is, again, baggage language, right? This is why education is so important. If we don't understand the terms of our expression, of how we want to express what we understand, we are automatically succumbed into an argument where, or discussion, let's just say, where we are being asserted upon and we aren't asserting. And this is why we're talking about Nia. And this, to be fair to the listeners, this course has been happening for, it's been happening for over 11 years. We are now, and it's been developing, and it's still developing. It's never just, obviously. And alhamdulillah, inshallah, by the efforts of the people involved in the Fountain Institute and the teachers, you know, it's a constant refinement. You have to always keep and try and refine things and work with things. And we're more than happy with people who attend, with their feedback, you know, their understanding. And it's trying to put it in an engaging environment. So you're learning, but it's trying to do it in a way where there's a sense of engagement. You know, classically in Islam, when people used to study, right, when we used to have the classical circles of it, they were circles of engagement. Yes, someone would say, and I totally agree with and concur, they were engagement, circles of engagement. Why? Was because people sitting in those circles knew how to engage. You know, they had knowledge to engage. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, if you look at his starting out, he was in the circles of dialectic, which means and it's not argumentation, dialectic is discursive discussion, where they're discussing knowledge. This is how a lot of tradition, that's how the scholastic tradition of Islam started. It started, but we are bereft. We are massively bereft with any reference of being able to do that. And we are dangerously, and this is another thing, dangerously replacing what is real understanding with sound bites, with all respect. You know, YouTube clips is not knowledge. And with much respect to the great efforts of many of the great, of the Islamic channels, if you call that, yeah, that is not knowledge. Knowledge is where you sit at the, you sit with people. You have to sit with learned people and take it in that environment. Hence, we don't have this course online because it's trying to imbibe a whole pedagogy. Pedagogy is the method of how you approach an educational way. And we have a pedagogical way. And this is tradition. And this is why it is, in that is our empowerment. And it means really putting forward deeper questions to what we are being challenged by. The challenges we're facing are unprecedented. Anyone knows that, yeah? But equally, to deal with them, we're going to have to make some very conscientious sacrifices for greater purposes. And that means making a bit of effort, you know? And that means like waking up, getting to Bedford University at 9 in the morning, which is nothing really, subhanAllah. You know, with the assurances of knowing that what the Prophet says, that anyone who makes such efforts, the angels grace such a person, you know, with their wings lowered at their feet, because they engage to be a talib al-ilm, you know, one who's seeking sacred knowledge. So, again, I just want to make this clear to any listeners. We are in no way, as organizers or even as teachers, making any claim. And I really want to say, we're not making any claims as if, you know, like I said, I quoted that hadith, as we are here to represent the true way of understanding. Oh, please, let's just stop all that nonsense. We are begging Allah that He gives us understanding. This is what we ask Allah.
Alhamdulillah. Beautiful introduction there, Sheikh. Also, the two answers, you've covered quite a few of the questions which I already had in the beautiful introduction you had. In regards to the teachers itself, just quickly touching on the teachers, of course, yourself being one of the teachers on the course, who else will be actually teaching?
So we've got Sidi Nuruddin, who I believe is a Lutonian, a local Sheikh.
Yep.
Nuruddin, and he's, mashallah, Allah preserve him. You know, he's spent extensive time studying abroad. in Syria, you know, Allah alleviate their situation, you know, and equally myself, I was there for an extensive time. I mean, spanning for near 9 years. And then he also then went on to study in Yemen. I studied in Yemen briefly before that, and in Turkey as well, and in Mauritania, and then returning to the UK and to instruct. And the other teacher, Sheikh Faiz, who's based in Woking, and he's the head of the Ribat Institute in Woking. And he actually works in he works in the prisons with Muslim prisons. So he's like a chaplain. He's been engaged, like I said, between us as the three core teachers. We have been engaged with learning and being exposed to understanding under scholastic instruction, Islamic scholastic instruction and teaching, collectively, over 60 years. I mean, easily over 60 years. So that's, you know, that in itself breeds the confidence to hopefully people who want to attend, because it's not just we're there to discuss. Not like I keep on talking, we're not here to say, no one knows everything, you know. But we definitely have a very clear understanding of a methodology of approach to this beautiful, amazing faith of ours. And that is something that is consistent to our history. And this is something, again, we are, la ilaha illallah, as Muslims, we have lost historical context. You know, we've got no historical context, but partly because even as migrants, you know, as most of us are children of migrants, you know, we really have no sense of our legacy in a sense, how it was lived and how it was enriching. Yeah,
definitely. Sheikh, unfortunately, we're just due to come to a break at the moment. Lots of information there. Are you able to stay on after the break for a few more questions, or do you need to go?
Sure. Yeah, no, we can do that.
No problem. Excellent. Inshallah. I'll just put you on hold, inshallah, and we'll be back straight after the break. Jazakallah. That is, of course, Sheikh Saqib, mashallah, giving lots of very important information about the sacred study course, which is going to be taking place from October the 7th. It's actually a 2-year course, and some of the questions I want to ask the Sheikh is about why the length of the course, and also, I mean, maybe who would be the ideal participants for this. We're going to be talking more about that, as well as a couple of events taking place over the weekend. Please do continue listening. We'll be back in just a few moments, inshallah. Let's quickly go back to Sheikh Saqib. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. Exactly, for your patience, Sheikh, of course, had to have a quick break there. So quickly going back to, of course, talking about the study course, and I know I initially asked yourself for 15 minutes, so I've got about five minutes of that, inshallah, if we can, to speak a little bit more about the course. I just want to, because obviously we've got, I think, I mean, everybody from the listeners have got a clear understanding of exactly what the course will offer, inshallah. The only one of the, a couple of questions I've still got remaining is around the length of the course and who would actually it would be applicable to. So the length, actually, it runs over for 2 years, and of course it's a very lengthy course. And again, who would this be ideal for?
Well, that's obviously a valid and a valid concern. The thing is that it's based as a 2-year course because we're trying to cover what are principal subjects that are understood to be principal subjects in Islam, so they are better known or better referred to as the Fardain. So what is actually being instructed is no more than what is considered by scholarly agreement what a adult Muslim is obliged to have an understanding of. And I think it's a testimony that it's safe for us to assume, and I always, as people say, that word assumption can, the first three letters can make everyone look a fool if you're not careful about it, right? But the thing is that I think it's safe to assume that the vast majority of Muslims do not have a clear understanding of obligatory knowledge. They do not. I mean, systematic, they do not. I can, from my experience of now of teaching for over, it was coming up to about 12 years, I think, and others, and then similarly my colleagues, it's clear that we have not even understood that at a very, like I say, as a more and a more functional level. I'm not talking about, you know, you just wipe over your head and stuff like this. That's obviously there, but we're talking about it more in the conceptual awareness of how this all needs to be understood. So the 2-year length, it tackles subjects which are principally the Fardain. And the other thing is that we're trying to bring into that an emphasis on the Quran. So both of the years, there's tafsir, and this is again a massively important issue for the students in that time to begin to appreciate Quranic nuances. The thing is that you can't, we're not teaching Arabic in the first 2 years, so, you know, we're not expecting people to do everything. It's impossible, right? But they're gonna hopefully get enough of an understanding that they can begin to look at the Quran in a more nuanced fashion of how ayahs are authentically interpreted, yet they can appreciate the versatility and the sophistication of what the Quran can offer by way of meanings, right? And this is so that the course's length is really trying to be ensured that at the end of it, what I started off by saying, that it hopefully means that you then have a foundation, a student has a foundation that then they can somewhat navigate and develop upon that. They have a foundation now to develop upon the understanding that they have of Islam. Because this is another thing that, I mean, there's so much to mention, but, you know, when we talk about understanding of Islam, we have run into what we call a fragmented expression of Islam. What I mean by fragmented, people have presented areas of Islamic learning as that's almost like all you need to know. And this is disaster, because what you've got, you do not get the appreciation and the harmony of, like I said, of the legacy, scholastic legacy of Islam that was very conscientious of weaving disciplines in a way that they were interdependent, so that there was a holistic expression of how subjects would marry with other subjects. So your learning experience wasn't as, well, this hadith says this, bruv, you know, like, you understand? It's yeah. Like, you know what? I know what that hadith says. And in the context of the, say, in the discussion of the muhaddithin, they have this criteria and this perspective. But let's look at how the jurists look at the hadith. And the jurists will look at hadith as jurists. And these are validated, accepted methods of looking at sacred texts through the centuries of Islam. So no one today can say, well, I don't want to do that. You're like, well, what do you mean? Who are you trying to bypass? You know, Islam's integrity of its knowledge is in its legacy of tradition. That's its integrity, right? I'm not talking about decadence. I'm not talking about regurgitating like some kind of what would arguably say a very valid argument put towards a decadence that had fallen into Islamic instruction. There's no doubt there was a massive, you know what I mean by decadence, yeah? Stagnation. And this is what caused its own problems. I'm not talking about that either. I'm talking about, but we need to re-engage with our tradition in a manner that I can come back to trying to say that then has a reflection to our, that will reflect our current situation and the things that we are on a very immediate level are facing, you know. As you mentioned, you know, about the dinner and things that's happening for the Muslims, Ramadan Muslims, and, you know, obviously our prayers are massively with those people. And we just, you know, what can one say, you know? It's very painful, very painful. And I think the thing is that we need to also then realize is certain things are signs as well. And there's signs of what we need to do. And one is obviously actively help that situation. And the other thing is you've got to help yourself.
Yeah, and most
that
definitely.
Is where it starts. It starts by helping yourself.
Yeah, most definitely. Sorry, Sheikh, just in regards to ages, a quick question coming in, sister saying, I'm just about to go into work. Can you just quickly tell me about ages? Is there a minimum age regarding...
Well, we definitely, I'd say, they'd have to, 16 and above at least, because the course is for adults, you know, young adults, who can tackle and understand concepts that are, you know, they're scholastic concepts, you know. This is an educational program, and it's instilling scholastic methodologies. And so as long as I'd say 16 and above for them to be actively being able to engage and interpret, at least. I mean, other than that, you know, it's open to professionals, students, and non-Muslims, let me say. It's open to everybody. We're not like, you know, if anyone wants to come and learn about how Islam is expressed, it's welcome. Ahlan wa sahlan.
Most definitely. And in regards to the actual course itself, I hear it's being held at Luton University. Why has that location been selected?
I think partly because there's a convenience element to it, I think, for most of the people. But there's also a sense of being centred in an institution that is of learning. I mean, any university or any college, yes, it gives it a sense of formality of that it's in a place of learning, where learning takes place. Admittedly, like I say, and I'd be very clear about this, our methods of learning are different to academic methods. You know, academic methods are they're methods that must be appreciated. They have their role, you know, but that is not the only way how knowledge can be presented, right? And that is another thing that we need to be wary of, is that we have a scholasticism, a scholarship. You know, academia presents knowledge in a very interesting way, and without a doubt, it has its own what's known as epistemic, which are like, you know, methods of knowledge, of how to come to know. And they're very important, and we must be aware of them, and we must learn them in their own time. But that's why I think for us to have it at the university is just in conformity to that this is a space where higher learning takes place.
Yep, definitely. And just finally, touching upon the costs, Sheikh, I know price for year one is £299, year two, £299, advanced £180, and for couples is £499. If there's somebody out there who's really, really interested in doing something like this and think they can benefit from this, but the only factor which is kind of putting them off is the fact that they don't feel they can afford it, is there any help or support that may be available from Fountain Institute?
Yeah, they are. I mean, Allah, you know, reward the brothers and that are organizing this. You know, they very much are doing it off. They work professional jobs. This is not a intended like a profiteering course. Believe they're volunteers, and they've put together and they've really been doing this for, like I said, for over a decade, right? And they made it quite clear if people who have clearly mitigating circumstances, by all means, if they get in touch with the organizers, explain their situation, I'm sure they'll be met with, you know, some assistance and some help. You know, it's about facilitating. You know, it's about facilitating. But with that said, you know, I wonder, and I'm not talking to anyone who let me caveat this. I'm not talking to anyone who genuinely has those situations. Please get in contact, and hopefully the brothers can. But I do wonder, you know, how many people are going to get the iPhone 10, and you know, and suddenly that's not going to be so much of a contention, you know.
Okay, and I'm sure there's other phones available out there as well. Anyhow, Sheikh, unfortunately, we have run out of time, and I've taken a lot of your time up as well this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
JazakAllah for speaking to us, mashallah. And I hope and pray that we can also, of course, I pray the course goes very well. And inshallah, I hope we can also continue speaking. I'm sure there's many different shows we have where we have many different guests. Sheikh Nuruddin, of course, one of the teachers, has his own show, in fact. And I pray we continue to speak as well, inshallah. So thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, and salam alaikum.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. JazakAllah. Sheikh Saqib Mahmoudi, of course, one of the teachers of the course, mashallah. Beautiful conversation with the Sheikh. I wish I could speak for longer. SubhanAllah, I've already taken almost over half an hour of the Sheikh's time. May Allah bless him. A couple of questions coming in which I quickly need to address. Naveed saying, do they have a website? Of course they do. It's Fountain Institute. So if you want to register, you go to www.fountaininstitute.co.uk, and you can, all the information is available there. You can find more course information there. You can, of course, register there, and it gives you a full subject synopsis on the actual website as well. So please do check out the website, www.fountaininstitute.co.uk. The teachers, as Sheikh mentioned, of course, they're one of the teachers I'm speaking to there, Sheikh Saqib Mahmoudi, very knowledgeable, mashallah. And of course, between the three teachers, over 60 years of experience, subhanAllah. Sheikh Nuruddin, of course, you, I'm sure all of you know and listen to, of course, through our Quranic Reflections program, and Sheikh Faz Qureshi also there. Teachers, the biographies are also all available on the actual website. So very important to check out the website, fountaininstitute.co.uk, and everything will be available there for you. If you have any questions, you can email info@fountaininstitute.co.uk, info@fountaininstitute.co.uk, and you can also phone 07453 857 785. You can call 07453 857 785, inshallah. So please do, of course, check that out. The course itself, somebody else asked, when is the starting date? The course is starting on Saturday the 7th of September, and somebody asked, is it a full-time or a part-time course? It's a part-time, well, you can consider it part-time. It's actually every Saturday, so it's a one-day course across all the Saturdays throughout, of course, the year, starting from the 7th, then of course it continues 14th, 21st, 28th, 4th of November, all the way across the 2 years. So it's a two-year course, alhamdulillah, and this is an amazing course with so much knowledge, a variety of different classes you can, of course, go into. From an age perspective, minimum 16, because of course some of the subjects studied are going to be, of course, at a very high level. level. So, I mean, obviously, not maybe appropriate for anyone under 16. But of course, it's about becoming a student of knowledge. And I think it's extremely important that we learn our deen and, of course, make sure that we are living correctly, alhamdulillah. It's very easy to fall into traps of thinking that we're doing the right thing. Why do we need to assume that we're doing the right thing when we can actually learn and find out and make sure that we are following the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam correctly, inshallah. Brother Naveed says 7th of September, October, brother, did I say September? I do apologize, it's not September. It starts on Saturday the 7th of October. Do check it out, and inshallah, hope and pray that if you guys do get to go down, then share your experiences with us, and I'm sure it'll be very very well worth knowing, of course, how we can how you guys get on, inshallah.